reason to, you know, some of my personal associations that are in the computer industry, and my son is one of them. My son's very directly related to some important computer industry. He works with computers associated with Wall Street. He and the people that work with him are worried about it. And that's what he does. So I mean, I can see, just like any of us in this room, we have information that we could see it being the a sequence of events that would just get worse and worse. But when I look at that, I'm concerned that Satan has so well orchestrated his plans that he would willingly place something like that to make things worse, but he would place it in position, if he could, in history, to where, and let me back up. Sister White tells us that the people in the world, they sense there's something going on. They know it. Okay, so you tell them that Y2K is coming, and they start from that sense thinking about the year 2000. Satan would be very willing to allow that environment to happen in order for him to move in before January 1st. It comes as an overwhelming surprise. Something great and decisive is about to take place. Let's bring it to a close with prayer, and then we want to field a couple of questions. And if you can come back, unfortunately, I said this at the beginning, I'm not a pastor, I'm not a preacher, so I don't do sermons, I do studies. And normally, if I'm successful, I lay some groundwork, and the final study is where the punchline comes, and I know from speaking to Adventists that we lose a certain percentage after lunch, and that's unfortunate because we're building to a punchline. And I would encourage you, if you can, to come back after lunch or stick around. Shall we pray? Or we have a song first.
Well, I think we better miss it. We're getting late.